From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Special Olympics Missouri announced new partnerships yesterday at the MU Recreation Complex. The team includes MU, MU Healthcare, and the University of Missouri System. Through the partnership, Special Olympics Missouri can utilize resources the university groups offer around the state. MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright says that the decision to partner with Special Olympics Missouri reinforces MU's commitment in stressing accessibility and inclusion for all people.
You need to have a different viewpoint, because if you get a bunch of people together who are just like me, we're going to have the same solution, and it may not be the right solution.
Brian Nooner, Chief Development and Marketing Officer of Special Olympics Missouri, says that the shared missions of providing education and preparing people for the future are important in making the partnership possible. Columbia is set to host the Special Olympics State Summer Games in 2020. Democrat Trish Gunby has won a hotly contested Missouri House race in a western St. Louis County district. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Gunby beat Republican Lee Ann Pittman on Tuesday. Both parties invested in the race because Republicans and Democrats have won in the district. Donald Trump carried it in 2016. 2 years later, incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill won it while losing statewide to Republican Josh Hawley. A new $5 million broadband grant program will bring high-speed internet access to eligible communities in both urban and rural areas of Missouri. The grant program was created in 2018 by the Missouri General Assembly and was funded in 2019 during the legislative session. Governor Mike Parsons said lack of access to high-speed internet is the kind of problem that needs to be addressed because it affects many other issues for Missourians, such as, quote, retaining good talent or offering better health care and education for our communities. A new organization is seeking to stop community violence in mid-Missouri. Shonda Hamilton founded the Boone County Community Against Violence, a group that wants to take direct action to save lives. According to the Columbia Missourian, its first event, a public health expo, will focus on immediate things people can do to help shooting victims survive. MU Healthcare will provide hands-on training in CPR and Stop the Bleed, a program that teaches bystanders how to respond during a traumatic event before paramedics arrive. Hamilton said the event is something families, especially those with young adults, can do together to help and learn about their community. Columbia's gun violence has disproportionately impacted young people, including a 40% increase between 2012 and 2018 in the number of guns traced to people 17 or younger. The expo will be held 3 to 5 p.m. Sunday at the Columbia Boys and Girls Clubs. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.